Record.
This netcast is brought to you by the 8 Days of Geek Network.
All of your ears are belong to us.
Error Code 8 is brought to you by Audible.com. Get a free audiobook download at audibletrial.com/8DAG.
On this episode of Error Code 8, AT&T says, well, maybe we were wrong. Android is moving up in the world, and Google rakes in the cash. No surprise there. Stay tuned.
Warning, error code 8 in progress. Warning, error code 8 in progress.
System error.
Danger.
System error.
Error code 8 commencing.
Hello and welcome back, everyone, to another fun-filled episode of Error Code 8. I'm your host, Jesse Miller, and joining me, as always, the techno-Gaelic, Sam Briggs. Who is not a morning person.
Good morning, everyone.
Wow. Well, we don't know what it is for them. Good morning, good evening, good night, whatever you got.
Yep.
It's morning for us. Well, morning for Sam. Normal human beings are actually awake at this time, but you know.
This is a terrible time to be awake. I started a new shift, that's why.
Yeah.
For anyone out there.
It's almost 11 o'clock in the middle of the day, Sam.
It's, this is still close to like 4 in the morning.
Wow. All right, so we got a little bit of news. I know we were absent last week. We had some connection issues and just a whole bunch of technological and scheduling crap got in the way, and oops. So there wasn't really all that much news last week anyway. It was pretty thin.
I'll say a pretty dry week in regards to anything exciting.
Very true. We've got a few news stories for you this week, though. Some of them obviously are going to get a little bit of a rant from me, and other ones I just think are hilarious and a lot of fun, so we'll go with them. First one, AT&T, as you remember from a previous episode and a previous rant of mine, pardon the noise, I'm going to adjust my mic just a smidge here. As you heard from a previous rant of mine, AT&T was going to charge extra, well, not charge extra, but limit FaceTime to one single plan. That was going to be the mobile share plan. So basically, a person who didn't have a whole family to share their mobile data with would have to buy this mobile share plan and spend, you know, butt tons of money just to use FaceTime over 3G. Obviously, everyone thought this was a bad idea, and AT&T, I guess, finally got tired of listening to everyone and decided, okay, fine. They're going to allow FaceTime over cellular at no extra charge for, and this is the thing. They don't just say, we're going to allow it. They have so many stipulations, it is insane. Once again, convoluted and complex solutions to a simple problem from AT&T. So they're going to provide it at no extra charge for iOS 6 customers with an LTE device on any tiered data plan. That's three things you've got to meet the requirements of. Now, obviously,
wow.
if you have to have an LTE device and it has to be an iPhone to do FaceTime, you're going to be iOS 6 because that's only the iPhone 5. But
right.
You have to be on a tiered data plan. So all you people out there with the unlimited grandfathered in plans are SOL, JWF, you know? I mean, sorry.
Of course. I mean, let's say right there is a very obvious AT&T policy.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's got AT&T written all over it. It's insane. Mm-hmm. You know, so they're expecting to roll it out within the next 8 to 10 weeks. And this is funny. In this whole, I'm looking at the actual press release here. And in the press release, it says, as part of its commitment to serving customers with disabilities, AT&T is also making FaceTime over cellular available to deaf and hard of hearing customers who qualify for special text and data-only packages. A duh. Oh, no crap. I can't, in all honesty, I read that and I'm like, you mean you're not doing this already?
Yeah.
You were going to charge these people extra when they don't even use? I mean, come on. A deaf person using minutes? Honestly. It's insane. It's stupid. AT&T, I hate you.
Oh.
Just put a bad taste in my mouth.
Yeah, I mean, that's something that, you know, while I was working at, whenever I was a sales associate, and I don't ever recall on any carrier seeing a plan for the deaf.
Oh, yeah. No. It's highly overlooked, you know. I mean, because something like FaceTime or something like that, I mean, that's an amazing way to communicate for people who are deaf, who use sign language, you know? So,
right.
You would think that would just be standard. Like, that wouldn't even be... You wouldn't even need to announce that, because it's like, oh, yeah, we've been doing that for years.
Right.
Yeah, well, that's AT&T. And I like how in all this jargon and legalese and all this crap that they have in this press release, right in the middle, they have one sentence that says, AT&T has more iPhone customers than any other U.S. carrier. Of course you do, because you're probably counting every iPhone that has right. ever been sold for you. Like, people Jeez. Don't go to AT&T for the iPhone anymore. Douchebags.
No, but they are going to them for the Lumia 920.
Are they?
Yeah, actually, surprisingly, it's selling very well.
I've heard good things about it.
Yeah, it's sold out, and almost there's two carriers in the United Kingdom that are completely sold out of it, and AT&T has had to postpone shipping dates all the way into December.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
Now, is it still going to be, you know, like, everywhere? No. There probably wasn't that many of them made. But people are going to AT&T, which I think is a really dumb idea.
Oh, that's a horrible idea.
Yeah.
That's the worst idea you could ever have.
Oh, yeah.
All right, so... A little bit more AT&T news, and I'll do this for you.
Flawless segue.
It's not really flawless. But
it's slightly flawless.
You really wanted a flawless segue today for some reason.
Yeah. I don't know if I haven't heard it in a while. That's why.
I have one tab on my Google Chrome that is frozen up, and it really is killing me. Watching it just sit there in perpetual loading mode. Anyway, all right, so... AT&T was trying to buy T-Mobile. We all know that. It was huge. It was in the news everywhere. Everyone, you know, I constantly had people coming up to me, hey, what's going to happen when AT&T buy T-Mobile? I'm like, it's not been approved yet. It's not going to happen. So, obviously, it didn't happen. Everyone and his uncle went against AT&T and said, hey, no, this isn't happening. You're stupid. So, AT&T, one of the things they said when they were trying to buy T-Mobile, one of their reasons behind needing T-Mobile was that they said they absolutely had to have it in order to expand their 4G LTE services and to provide more coverage for the rest of the United States. You know, they said that they weren't going to have enough spectrum if they didn't get T-Mobile. That was the only way they would possibly ever have enough spectrum. Well, guess what? They said, oh, okay, well, we're in a good position right now. Yeah. They say now that they have a great position, they have plenty of spectrum, and they're continuing to roll out their 4G services. So, obviously, they didn't really need T-Mobile quite as much as they said they did.
No.
And, I mean, to be fair, AT&T is notorious for overstating the truth in order to get what they want from government regulators and, you know, lobbyists and all kinds of stuff like that. So... It's, you know, they've done more than, like, 40 or so spectrum deals over this last year. And because of that, they have plenty of spectrum. They don't need any more. So, basically, another case of AT&T lying just to get what they want.
Mm-hmm. And, I mean, this, of course, I mean, they would have been broken up. Even had it gone through at this point in time. Dear God. Considering that all they needed was, you know, just a handful of cities or a handful of Spectrum, because 40 deals, most of it was all on the same block. So all they're doing is just improving the coverage with it. And you know they're not even utilizing it yet. There's no way in a year that they would have been able to farm it and roll out services on it. So they were never, ever in a Spectrum issue at all.
No, of course not. It's just... AT&T, I swear. So, on a equally annoying note, there's a lot of annoying news today. A lot of news that I'm kind of aggravated about. I think, to be completely honest, I like inadvertently clumped every story that pissed me off right at the beginning of the podcast.
Yeah, the other ones are actually really good news.
Yeah, so I'm just getting the angry stepfather thing out of the way just right now.
Hold it out, listeners. It gets better.
It does. It's not all horrible. So the next story I have here is about T-Mobile, who is normally really good in my book. I normally love T-Mobile, and I can never say enough about T-Mobile. That's good. However, today, T-Mobile, you are on my crap list. You really are. Because T-Mobile has made it official that they are going to sell the Nexus 4. Now, they already said they were going to have the subsidized Nexus 4, and it was going to cost you $200, I believe. Yeah, $200 for a two-year contract for the Nexus 4. Okay, it's subsidized. Go figure. Now, understand that you can get the Nexus 4 off the Google Play Store unlocked completely for $350. Okay? 350 bones gets you an unlocked Nexus 4. So T-Mobile comes out and says that they're going to sell the Nexus 4 off contract for $500. Where is the math that makes that possible?
I can actually tell you this one. The idiots who then have to, well, the idiots who run the select stores, paying for those guys, paying for the storefront. That is the, I have no idea why Google would ever be okay with allowing that. I mean, because $500 for the exact same device
doesn't make a whole lot of sense, does it?
No. But I mean, I can see where T-Mobile came up with the extra 150. You know, you've got to pay for a storefront. That's why Google's so cheap. Got to pay for the extra employees to sit in that store. But do they expect to sell it?
I honestly don't know. To be completely honest with you, it blows me away. I mean, $500.
I mean, are they? And what's more is, are they going to try to push it off contract at all, or do you think that price point's really to scare people off, so that they can just use the stock they have for contract?
As unfortunate as it is, I think that's probably to scare people off more than anything.
Yeah, I'd agree with that.
You know, I mean, I think they want people to buy it on contract if they're going to buy it from T-Mobile.
And if they're going to buy it off contract, hop online.
Yeah. So, you know.
Yeah, kind of a douchey move.
It's a very, very douchey move. But what are you going to do?
So, yeah, I mean, the thing is, the $200 for on contract actually is not, like, in the long run, you'll end up paying slightly more if you don't take into account your early upgrade.
Yeah, I mean, and I'm okay with them offering it at $200 for, you know, for a contract. I mean, that's fine.
Right. But, well, the thing is that because they generally do early upgrades so often, you'll generally break even.
Yeah.
So it's not a bad deal. But if you screw up and pay late and lose your early upgrade, well, then you've paid quite a bit more.
Yeah. So moral of the story, kids, if you've got $350 and don't sign up a contract and don't buy it off contract at T-Mobile. You know, teach them a lesson. Let them know overcharging for a phone that you can get that cheap from Google is a stupid idea. Mm-hmm. So just buy it from Google.
I wonder what their early termination fee is for the contract.
I don't know.
Better be not something like, or better not be like $300.
Let's see. T-Mobile early termination fee. Days remaining on contract. More than 180 will be $200. So,
yeah,
you'd be spending $50 more.
But saving $100 off of the total price they're selling the phone outright for?
Yeah, but just
get none of this math makes sense.
No, yeah, that's stupid. Just get it at Google. Just wait and get it there.
Just get it for, you know, pick it up online and then use it on Straight Talk. There you go.
Best of Google, Nexus 4. Okay, sold out. Okay, they're all sold out at Google right now. But come on, let's face it, it's Google.
Right.
They'll get more. So, yeah. That's just aggravating, though, that they would, you know, raise the price so much on that thing.
Well, and also just make it to where nothing makes sense.
Yeah.
Like, there's no cohesion. Like, there's no...
Don't start pulling an AT&T, T-Mobile.
No.
I don't want to have two companies to gripe about. I already do AT&T and Verizon enough.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So, next little snippet of news is about the Nexus 7. One of the things people kind of didn't necessarily complain about, but were kind of bummed out about when the Nexus 7 released, was its lack of a mobile data option, meaning that they were Wi-Fi only tablets. You know, they said, well, the iPad has mobile data. Why can't the Nexus 7? Well, your prayers have been answered. The Nexus 7 will now have 3G... It has a 3G version, and the 3G Wi-Fi 7-inch 32-gigabyte version of the Nexus 7, get this, costs $300. That's it. $300. I mean, that's a fantastic deal. Now, the real kicker here is that, for instance, if you look online and look at Apple, okay, and we'll go to the Apple Store so that I get all my numbers 100% correct. And we'll look for the iPad with Retina display. The 16 gigabyte model with cellular. Okay. You know what? Hey, we'll do this. Instead of going to the Retina, we'll go with the iPad mini since they're the supposed direct competitor. All right. We're going to get the 16 gig model. Because the 32 is just stupid expensive. And the Wi-Fi cellular difference in price, okay? So the difference in price between a 16 gig iPad mini with Wi-Fi and one with cellular and Wi-Fi is $130. $130 is what it costs for you to get a cellular radio in your iPad mini. Now, compare that to the fact that the Nexus 7 32-gigabyte Wi-Fi tablet is $250. The Nexus 7 Wi-Fi 3G tablet for 32 gigabytes is $300. Do you think Apple might be overcharging for their cellular radios just a little bit?
Oh, just slightly. I mean, it's not even close. Yeah, it's pretty crazy.
A $50 difference from a company that I trust a lot more than I trust Apple. So,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, Google is just really handing it to Apple these last couple of weeks.
Yeah, it is a very inevitable onslaught now.
Oh, and it's so great. I love it. You know, I think someone should. I was just waiting for Google to suddenly start saying, okay, all right, you want to do that? You want to do that? Well, bow! How about that? So if you're looking for a 7-inch tablet with a 3G radio and you like Android, no reason not to go to the Google Play Store online and pick yourself up a Nexus 7 with 3G and Wi-Fi for $300. And you get 32 gigs of storage.
Man, if there were decent data plans out there on GSM carriers, any of them?
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Yeah, and yet the ability...
The SIM card on this one, if you buy it in the U.S., is for AT&T.
Which it's unlocked though, isn't it?
Not the U.S. one.
Really?
Yeah, I know it's a little weird, but if you go to the Google Play Store And we go to the Nexus 7. And you go to the 32 gig unlocked one. Let's see here. Okay, it does say it's unlocked. But it has an AT&T SIM card. So you would have to just get a different SIM card.
Good.
Yeah. Because originally when I tried this, I went to the page for the unlocked one.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not available in the U.S. It said it was unlocked with a SIM that works over like 200 carriers or something like that. So the only difference is that instead of it being unlocked with a universal SIM, this one's unlocked with an AT&T SIM.
Right.
So it is in stock. So if you guys want to go and buy it, go buy it. 3 to 5 business days. Wish I had $300.
And for those of you wondering, because it's unlocked and everything else like that, I would recommend pulling that AT&T SIM card out and finding a MVNO, a prepaid carrier, to use it with.
Oh yeah,
it'd be worth it then.
True, true. Okay, next on our list, more Android news. This one makes me smile. Android. Well, you know what? I'm going to let you have this one because it's your story, and I think you need it to wake up a little.
Yes. It's surprising. It's an Android story, which is pretty rare to come from my side of the court. And it is good news. Android, according to Gartner, has climbed the ranks in regards to total sales. Up from 52.5% all the way to 72.4%, nearly three quarters of all phones sold are Android phones. Mm-hmm. And that is insane. Google is now getting to where it is dangerously close to a monopoly on sales. That is, considering, what is it? Trying to see if I can find the breakdown. And about 23% of them are Samsung, which is to be expected. So,
well, I mean, come on.
Considering how many partners there are, yeah, that's a good chunk.
Yeah, there's a humongous chunk. And I love it. Yay, Google.
Mm-hmm. We'll have to see. You know, come next year, I don't really expect any of the new, because, you know, the other competitors beyond Apple from really making an impact on it, but they have the free market. They have the free phone market, which helps tremendously. You know, when you have the best phone on the market and every free phone, you've got it covered. That's what Apple never learned.
Oh, well, yeah. There can't be enough Android in the world. I get a kick out of the fact that Android is, you know, and a lot of people are saying that Android is, you know, inferior to iOS, and Android isn't catching up to Apple at all, but I think some of these people are in incredible denial.
Oh yeah,
because Android is catching up just fine.
Well, no. Those people need to realize that Android has technically blown past where iOS is at in everything but technical stability. And the fact is that Windows Phone has caught up to iOS and is incredibly stable.
There's a minute and a half video here. I'm gonna play. I know you guys don't listen to you only can listen to the videos, you can't watch them. Which, hey, by the way, we're trying to solve that. We are trying to make a slight switch to video. We'll see how that goes in the future. It's called the Crap Android Users Say. And it made its way around the web not too long ago, so you might have heard it. It's about a minute and 50 seconds, but it is truly pretty fun. And it's just... it's just like two guys talking, so it's nothing.
Oh, there's your problem. It's an iPhone. How did you even get here using Apple Maps? Nah, I got a Droid. Why is your screen so small? It doubles as a portable drive. And I didn't even need to jailbreak it. Oh, I love this widget. I can hold it anyway, and I still get full reception. Full reception. Full reception. I can play slot cars in my dungeon and still get full reception. Douche. Cheap. So cheap. Cheap. Best camera phone ever. With Steve Jobs dead, Apple is going downhill. Apple's going downhill. How do you even see anything on that tiny little screen? It's so cute. Let me ruin your phone. Look at me. I'm Steve Jobs. Steve Jobs. It's not copying if it's better. I'm in the world. I'm Steve Jobs. I hate Apple. So durable. Customizable. Oh, I love this camera. What are your specs? I'm telling you, it's all about widgets. Oh, this is my favorite widget. Even the magazine is twice the price. What ROM are you running? Dude, check out my ROM. No, it's a standard micro USB cable. It's just a standard micro USB cable. Oh, shame. Pity it's not a standard micro USB cable. Ugh. If only you had NFC. I'm controlling the slot car with my phone. Just kidding. Siri's a bitch.
I love it. I mean, they got one of the like the most annoying people on the planet to be the Android guy, but hey.
Yeah.
it's all kind of true, though.
Yeah, it's some of those things I've heard.
Yeah.
And I don't hang out with very many Android people.
Yeah, I'm a pretty big Android guy. I don't sound like that, though.
No.
Yeah. All right, our next story here. Google is raking in the cash. I mean, no one really, truly is surprised by that. And if you are, yeah. I'm not going to comment. But Google is raking in a lot of money. Most of their money comes from their advertisements and stuff like that. You know, Google started as an advertising company. I mean, yeah, they were in search, but that's how they made their money to offset the cost of search was advertisement. And recent reports show that Google makes more money in online advertisement, a little over $20 billion, you know, overall. It makes more than newspapers and magazines put together.
Man, they've plummeted.
Oh, yeah. Newspapers and magazines, as soon as Google started up, you get like 3 years of them being okay, and then their numbers just start exponentially going down. It's insane. It's hard to believe, though, that Google... I mean, how long... Let's see here. How long has Google been around?
90... Was it late? No, it was early. Let's look here. Google!
1995. Okay. Sergey and Larry Page met at Stanford. They made the Backrub search engine in 96. And 97. They filed for incorporation in California on September 4th of
1998. Okay. So the turn of the century.
Yeah. So, my goodness, it's been that long. That's insane.
Mm-hmm.
I still remember being in high school, you know, saying, oh, you guys are using, I don't remember what search engine they were using back then. You guys are using AOL, you guys are using Yahoo, Google's so much better. Yeah.
And AOL for a long time was where it was at.
Dog, man, yeah.
Now they're just a spec.
Yeah. I still have an AOL email address, though.
My parents do.
Yeah. I just moved my parents over to Gmail not too long ago, so thank goodness.
I moved them over to Live.
Yeah. Well, of course you did.
Well, they're more likely to get an Xbox. My dad's a big gamer.
Ah, I see. All right, so like I said, as a recap on the story, Google does make a lot more than newspaper, and the thing is, the numbers are just going down for the poor newspaper magazine people. They really, really are. So, you know, print media, man. I mean, I just changed over my Game Informer subscription from the print copy to the digital copy, so it's happening. It's sneaking up on you guys. All right, next story. This one's also yours. You've been keeping your eyes on BlackBerry 10 for a little while. I've got to say, I'm looking at one of these phones, the one with the keyboard. It looks pretty sweet.
Yes.
The only phone I had seen up until recently was the full touchscreen, and I'm not too hyped about that one. But that keyboard one, I wish it had a trackpad.
You don't need the trackpad.
I know you don't, but man, that was one of my favorite parts of BlackBerry, was that trackpad. Like I said, if BlackBerry would have just put Android on their phones, that would have sold me on their hardware, because I had a BlackBerry and I loved that phone. So, anyway, go ahead and tell us about the story.
Okay. Well, there's good news for all of you who are holding out desperately to finally use a new device with BlackBerry Messenger. Since I think that might be one of the only things that BlackBerry still does.
Mm-hmm.
January 30th is the official launch event for BlackBerry 10. So, by that news, come February, expect new devices.
Nice.
Specifically those two. The full touch, it's a 2-inch touchscreen. And I forget the screen size on the other one, but it's half touch screen, half keyboard.
Yeah, I mean, it basically looks like a BlackBerry Bold 9900 without the call start, call end, and all the little menu buttons right underneath the screen.
Mm-hmm.
So just imagine that phone with the screen taking up from the top all the way down to right above the keyboard.
Very reminiscent of a manlier Palm Pixie.
I don't think there is such a thing.
I know.
Called it the Pixie.
Yeah.
That was the first problem.
Well, you know, I mean, at the time, smartphones didn't have really cool names yet.
Mm.
I mean, you had the iPhone. And then you had Windows phones. Like Windows Mobile phones.
Yeah.
But I'm excited.
Yeah, I'm actually, I'd like to get my hands on this one with a keyboard. I wish I knew what number it was so I could start saying that's the one I want to look at. But, you know, I hope this helps Rim, but it might be just a little, you know, too little too late. I don't know.
Yeah, their last holdout was the enterprise market, and Windows, I think, is going to beat them at it.
Yeah, well, I mean, there are a lot of, I'm surprised how many enterprise customers have moved to iPhones.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
The thing is, mm-hmm. once BlackBerry is back, or Microsoft has their system in place, the thing about enterprise is that they don't normally stay to one platform unless it makes, like, cohesive sense to stay with that platform. They had BlackBerries because of the use for email and Messenger. And if they needed documentation on the go, they used Windows Mobile. While iPhone offers really good documentation, their email clients and their messaging clients are subpar. Let's face it. Messaging hasn't received a major update in iOS for a while.
Oh, well, yeah. And BlackBerry Messenger, when I had a BlackBerry, BlackBerry Messenger was fantastic. And it's only improved since then.
Yeah, they actually just added the ability to do free Wi-Fi calling to other BlackBerry Messenger users.
Yeah, which, you know, I mean, when it comes right down to it, carriers are going to hate that.
Right.
But I love it because it's against the carriers.
Yep, Rim is doing everything right for the most part. It just may be too little too late.
Yeah, I really hope it does bring them back, though, because they're a great hardware manufacturer.
They're a great hardware manufacturer, and while the end of the BlackBerry line was buggy, you have to consider it was 15 years old. As of this year, that's 15 years.
Gotcha.
That's a long time. That's Windows 95.
True that. I want to stop real quick to talk about our sponsor. It's audible.com. Audible is a great place to go for all your audiobooks. If you commute, if you work out, if you clean up around the house, it's a great time to listen to an audiobook anytime you can't be holding a book in your hand. It's great stuff. If you go to audibletrial.com/8DAG, you can try Audible for 30 days free on us. And for that 30 days, you'll get your basic, your Audible subscription, all the perks that come with it, plus a free credit to spend in the Audible bookstore. Using that free credit, you can actually buy yourself a book, listen to it, and then at the end of the 30 days, if you do decide to cancel, which I don't think you will, but if you do, you get to keep that book forever. So it is your book to have as a gift from us for trying Audible. There's really no reason not to go and sign up. It's very, they make the sign up and the cancellation process very easy. So don't worry about getting bugged and badgered about staying on. Don't worry about having to call someone. The whole process is made very easy. So there's really no reason not to get, to try this out and get a free audiobook. So Audible does have a really neat little feature called Whisper Sync for Voice. Whereas if you have a Kindle or you use a Kindle app to read books and you buy the Kindle version of a book, sometimes they'll give you a discount on the audio version if you buy them in that order. And wherever you are in either one of those, the audio or the print, it will sync to the other copy. So you'll never have to fast forward through the audio version or flip pages in the print version to try and get back to where you are. It keeps it sunk up and ready to go. It's a great service. Like I said, try out Audible for 30 days free, get a free credit and a free audiobook. It's audibletrial.com/8DAG. There's a couple more things I want to hit on, just little bitty things, nothing too huge. These are almost just blurps. They're not really news. First of all you T-Mobile customers who have Samsung Galaxy S, you will start to receive your Jelly Bean update. Yes, you finally get Jelly Bean. By the way, Sprint did it first. Haha. So, let me tell you, I've been running the Jelly Bean update on my S3. It is, in a word, amazing. I mean, it is absolutely fantastic. So, check it out if you have T-Mobile. Start pressing that update button. All right, next thing I'd like to mention, and this one's more, I don't know what to call it. I guess just kind of fun. Kind of have a fun story, you know? There's this little thing that The Verge has. Let's see here. Oh, wow. Their website is on the blink. Go figure, because I'm sure they're very popular right now. Now, what this is called? Okay, have you ever listened to a song to death? I mean, put a song on your iPod or your phone or anything like that, and then tried to just listen to it over and over and over and over again until your brain started to bleed.
So until the it stops playing on the CD.
Yeah, until you burn a hole in the CD in that spot.
That's old school, but yes.
Yeah, well, spinning things. So, this website, it was created at Music Hack Day at MIT by a guy named Paul Lemire. What it's called is the Infinite Jukebox. And it takes a song, analyzes it, and then finds parts of the song that it can try to seamlessly cross over into and randomly move things about to try to keep one song playing forever.
Hmm.
Yeah. Just by the way, you know, it does. It's really cool. It even comes up with a, and I'm sorry for the choice of song, but right now their website is having some problems and this is the only song they have. Okay, so right there, in that one part, what happened is it went from the beginning of the song, okay, and then it's flipped to another section of the song where that exact same part was playing. So it actually fast-forwarded to the second chorus of the song instead of the first one when it got there. As it goes, you'll get to certain parts where, like, at the end of the song, it will fast-forward a quarter of the way through the song. And then a quarter of the way through the song, it can fast forward to halfway through the or rewind halfway through the song and get the exact same stuff. And over and over and over again, it literally will play forever. And the thing is, it sounds like that's how it's supposed to be. I mean, it's insane, but you have to go to this website. I'll put a link in the show notes. But they're just the way they do it, and they have like a big circle graph that shows you the song and the parts that match up, and then as it plays, you'll get to see it flip to different parts of the song to keep it playing infinitely. And I mean, it is truly an incredible little website. You know, Call Me Maybe is of course the premier song on it, I guess, because the beat makes it so easy to remix. They also have you know, all kinds of other popular songs. You can upload your own song and do it. But right now that feature seems to be turned off because they're probably having some traffic issues.
Hmm.
Yeah, it's really cool though. I've been playing with it all morning. I was listening to a couple songs right before I called you, actually. So, good stuff. All right, guys, that's pretty much our show for today. Did everything that we could to give you the most entertainment bang for your buck. So, Sam, would you like to tell the people where they can find, follow, and or stalk you?
If my internet will let me.
Yeah, I know. Well, you know, I've been talking to myself for a little while here.
Yeah, I know. It's I have 4 bars of, like, I've got perfect service.
It's just going to cut out when you talk. That's it.
Yeah. All right. You can find, follow, and stalk me at about.me/Samuel Briggs. I think I made it.
Fantastic. That all awesome. Came through on my end. if you want to learn more about me, you can go to... Oh, hold on. Had a malfunction in my desk. my email address is jess@8daysageek.com. And I'm on Twitter, @PenOfDoom. If you'd like to find out more about me, you can go to about.me/Jesse Miller and find out everything about me. If you'd like to leave us a voicemail or send us a text message, the number is 754-273-6397. And if you are too busy waiting in line online for Google's Nexus 4 because you know you don't want to buy it from T-Mobile because they're douchebags, the number is 754-273-6397.
And if any of you have any questions on Windows 8, because you have no idea what you're doing, because it's confusing as all get out, and I'll admit that it is, feel free to call in or message, because I played around with it for quite a few hours the other night at Walmart, and once you get the hang of it, it's pretty interesting. So if you got any questions and such, I should be able to help you out on it.
Awesome. All right, guys. Well, thanks for listening, and we will see you next week for another fantastic, fun-filled episode. Sam, say goodbye to the nice people. Yeah.
Internet's gone again.
That cut out just in time, too.
Oh.
Warning.
Is it back?
Error code 8 in progress.
It's pretty
bad. Warning. Error code 8 in progress.
System error.
Subsided.